Hey, you're listening to A Face for Radio on CITR. Hey, you're listening to A Face for Radio on CITR. All right, and a couple more. Hey, you're listening to A Face for Radio on CITR. Should I do one more that's more varied? Hey, you're listening to A Face for Radio on CITR. Hey, you're listening... Oh, wait, ready?
Yeah.
Hey, you're... Sorry. Okay. All right, I'm going to start in 3, 2, 1. Hey, you're listening to A Face for Radio on CITR.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man over stage has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
The CM, the CI, yeah, think I'm Queen Ansem, Hydra CM, the CM, the CI, yeah, and the Scatho, yeah, to lead in, for my Queen Mustail.
Don't you worry about the mess.
All right, hello, hello, we are back. The show is A Face for Radio. I am your host, Eric Coates. Pleasure to be here. Bit of a wild start here. We've got a good show for you. It's a bit all over the place musically, but hopefully that will keep you entertained for the next week, because I won't be here. I will be in the Big Apple. I don't think anyone calls it the Big Apple in the Big Apple, but I like to keep that name. I went to see the Top Show last week on Friday, and I was wearing this... this brown shirt that had sort of like the sheepskin collar, or not shirt, jacket. I don't know what it's called. It was like a beige. Anyways, it looked cool, I guess, because this very hip looking kid who looked like he was 17 but must have been 19 or had a fake ID came up to me, and as I was walking in, and was like, "Dude, where'd you get your jacket? That's an amazing jacket. I love your jacket." And I told him that I got it at The Gap, to which he exclaimed, "No way." And it was great because his face just showed sort of a mixture of shock and disgust at the fact that he, a hip young person, had unwittingly admitted to liking an article of clothing from The Gap. So he was like, "No, I can't believe it. With this like collar, is it from The Gap?" And I told him, "Yeah, it's from The Gap." He's like, "No way, man." And then leaves. So, you know, I'm there. It's between bands. The same guy comes up to me again about 20 minutes after I'd first seen him, and walks up to me and goes, "Dude, that's an amazing jacket. Let me see your jacket." And I tell him, like, I was like, "Oh, yeah, you check it out. Look at it." He's like, "Wow, it's so cool." And he's like, "Where is it from?" And I tell him, "The Gap." And he gives me the exact same face. And he just cannot believe that it's from The Gap. And we're just going through the exact same thing that happened 20 minutes ago. And then he's like, "No way, man." So I take the jacket off and I show him the Gap sign inside. And I was like, "Yeah, check it out." And he's like, "Wow, no way, man." And I'm like, "Well, you know, that's anyway. You know, I like your jacket. Where'd you get your jacket from?" And he doesn't reply and just spins around to show that it was probably from a thrift store because it had the name Gale on it. Anyway, and then he just keeps going on about the jacket, and then he starts commenting about my clothes in general, which was just a black shirt, black pants, and navy blue shoes. It was not a very you know, elaborate wardrobe. Anyways, the guy just keeps, he's like, I love your shirt, man. There's the black on black. You can never go wrong with that. And, like, the Vans, you know, it's cool because you see the stripe, but it's not, like, yelling Vans because it's just, like, the navy blue. And it was like, but your jacket, man, it really brings it all together. I love the jacket. You know, I've got a fashion blog. And I was like, oh, no way. Cool. That's cool that you have a fashion blog. What's it called? And he's like, it doesn't exist yet. It's all in my head, though. So I go, okay, cool. And then he goes, do you speak German? To which I reply, no, I don't. Do you? And he goes, yeah, I do. And turns to, like, three people next to us and goes, do you speak German? Nah, yeah. And he looks back at me and he's like, yeah, my girlfriend's a model. And I go, oh, cool. And he goes, do you know? And never mind, you probably wouldn't know. Anyways, and he's, like, talking, and he goes back on the jacket again. And he's, like, talking about my outfit and how he just would have done up one of the buttons on my shirt. It would be the only difference. And then this whole time, as he's going on, he's getting animated, and he just hits his beer. And his beer falls to the ground, splashes everywhere, lands on my backpack. So my backpack now smells like beer. And it's really annoying because I don't like to use the laundry room in my building because it's way too expensive. And it's always full. So I go to a coin laundry, and I don't want to put my backpack in the coin laundry because it's going to bounce around and make a ton of noise and annoy everyone. And also I'm going to spend like $5 to wash this. Some guy just spilled beer on it, and it's I'm going to take all the pins off of the backpack. Anyways, after the guy spills the beer, he goes, dude, let me buy you a beer, even though he spilled his beer. I guess it was a nice gesture. But, I mean, I wasn't drinking that evening, so I just said, no, you should go get yourself a beer and you know, like, leave me alone. But all that being said, the show was good, and I was very flattered that someone liked my clothes. You know, not every day that happens. So it was nice. I felt proud, felt good that I was styling, that some young, hip, cool guy liked it. Anyways, here's a hip, cool song that's not young, it's old. It's from 1971. It's called Something on Your Mind by Karen Dalton. Enjoy. Whew.
Just fine. So you turn your days into nighttime. Vancouver Art and Leisure and Sunny Chen of Sad China present Objet d'Arc, an evening of art and music aimed to empower women and femme-identifying individuals in our community. Objet d'Arc features artwork by female artists, including photographers Amik Falad, multidisciplinary artist Mickey Aurora, and emerging artists like Kyla James, Simone Sylvan, and DJ Rachel Faye. Tickets are $5 at the door this Thursday, October 13th, at Vancouver Art and Leisure. I even know who you
are. All right, hello, hello, we're back. Show's A Face for Radio on CITR 101.9, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory at the on the university on the Vancouver campus of the University of British Columbia. Yes. Okay. We kick that set off, the show off, with the song Something on Your Mind by Karen Dalton off her 1971 album In My Own Time, and then we followed it with a classic folk tune, Freight Train, by Elizabeth Cotton, North Carolina native, for album, or I guess it was, you can find it on her album, Folk Songs and Instrumentals with Guitar. Elizabeth Cotton was born at the end of the 1890s, and she played guitar left hand. She was left-handed, but she didn't, so she played the guitar left-handed, but she didn't flip the strings around, so she was playing the guitar upside down, which is already pretty wild. But some other people have done that too, like Albert King, but what I thought was very cool, because I saw some videos of her playing, is she picks out the melody with her thumb, which most people when finger picking would generally pick out the bass notes with their thumb and the melody with their fingers. She does the opposite. She uses two fingers to pick out the bass notes and the thumb to pick out the melody, which is insane. It's really wild. I was just watching her, and apparently she wrote that song Freight Train when she was 12 years old, which means... what a talent, and that I need to practice my finger picking if I'm ever gonna be able to play that song, you know, by the time I'm 82 years old. Anyways, it's a good tune. Before that, the song Something on Your Mind, I'd listened to Karen Dalton before, her other album that the name escapes me at the moment, but this song, I watched the new season of Transparent, almost done, pretty great so far, and the end of episode 3 plays this song, and I thought it was a great song, and I checked it out, and I was like, I thought I knew that voice, so I played it. And speaking of TV shows and movies with good music, I'm going to play some more here from movies that I've seen and have not seen this year at the Vancouver International Film Festival. The first movie I saw was Gimme Danger. I saw it last Thursday. It's the Stooges movie, the Jim Jarmusch documentary, Love Letter to the Stooges. And I'm going to play a song that is played many times in that movie, and hopefully you'll enjoy it here. It is called TVI by the Stooges, classic song off of their album Fun House.
Thank you. verbal code tour, parkour with the metaphors, the flow house, the horror, the embodied with metal doors, Prince bitch, 6 cents with a no strip, my sky dice, living bumps in the cockpit, locks me with hip hop, appraisal that wristwatch, the rocks about the size of the team of Chris Rock smoke, suck out the mic, prototype for Adderall, your work killing fiends, cause you cut it with fentanyl, so much coke, just a sniff, need a ski lift, flip your table over if you cut it with the bullshit, nosebleed on red carpets, but it just blend in, slam the pictures, feeling like my chest being sunk in, live a fast life, see many die slow, I'm happy when they laugh, so I try to seize the moment. Funny how it happened, whoever would imagine that joke's on you, but say no one laughing.
All right, we're back. Face for Radio on CITR. I'm your host, Eric Coates. Pleasure to be here. I think the show, I didn't really plan it this way, consciously at least, but I think the show, the segments go from sort of lighter, more easygoing to a bit heavier and back. So we switch back and forth, which means the next one's going to be a bit more, less noisy, a little less noisy. So he kicked off that set with the song TVI by the Stooges off of their album Funhouse, followed by the song Ain't It Funny by Danny Brown off his album Atrocity Exhibition that came out recently. And then we followed it with the song Chinatown by local band Puzzlehead off of their cassette Fred's Man Cave, which also came out, I think, last week. And, again, the Stooges, I heard or watched the movie. You should watch it. Give Me Danger. Great movie. And the Danny Brown song, that album, the Atrocity Exhibition album, is very good. Very good. I listened to it a couple times. Yeah, top notch. Same with the Puzzlehead album, also pretty sweet, especially that song. That song's great. All right, we're going to switch it up, play some more music that is from some of the movies that I saw this past week. I saw the Brazilian movie Aquarius by the director Kleber Mendonça Filho, I believe is his name. He is from the city in the northeast of Brazil, or a city in the northeast of Brazil called Recife. And the movie Aquarius is about this woman who lives the last resident in this apartment that's right on the beach. It's an old apartment, and this construction company has bought up all of the other apartments in the building except for hers because she refuses to leave. And it's a pretty good movie overall. I came in with a little bit too high hopes. I think, but it's definitely worth watching, and the soundtrack is amazing, and it features a lot of great Brazilian music from the 60s and 70s primarily, but also features two Queen songs, which I got really excited about in the movie. That she, the main character, Clara, you know, she's a music critic, she's really cool, and she loves Queen. And that, I thought that was great because it's rare that, you know, really quote-unquote cool people get, you know, are listening to Queen in movies. You know, you don't really see the Queen poster in, like, the cool kid's bedroom. In the movies. So that was sweet. So we're going to listen to two songs that play in that movie, a couple Brazilian tunes, and then we're going to listen to a song from a movie that I did not get a chance to see. Unfortunately, I really wanted to. It's a Canadian movie called Weirdos, filmed and set in Nova Scotia in the 70s. It was directed by Bruce McDonald, and apparently the movie plays a lot of Canadian pop rock, gems, hits, pseudo hits, almost hits from the 70s, just after the time that the CanCon regulations were set in place. So Canadian bands were popping up all over the place, and the movie, apparently plays all of these songs. Similar, I guess, in a way to American Graffiti, because the songs are playing on the radio. It's like there's music going on all the time. I don't know if it's the same, but I got that vibe. So we're going to listen to one of those songs, but we're going to kick it off with the song Hoje by Taiguara. Enjoy.
Hoje trago em meu corpo as marcas do meu tempo, meu desespero, a
vida num momento, a fossa, a fome, a flor, o fim do mundo. Hoje trago no olhar imagens distorcidas, cores, viagens, mãos desconhecidas. Trazem a lua, ruas, minhas mãos. Mas hoje as minhas mãos enfraquecidas e vazias procuram nuas pelas luas, pelas ruas, na solidão das noites frias, por você. Hoje, homens sem medo aportam no futuro. Eu tenho medo, acordo e te procuro. Meu quarto escuro é inerte como a morte. Hoje, homens de aço esperam da ciência. Eu desespero e abraço a tua ausência, que é o que me resta vivo em minha sorte. A sorte, eu não queria juventude assim perdida. Eu não queria andar morrendo pela vida. Eu não queria amar assim como eu te amei. A sorte, eu não queria juventude assim perdida. Eu não queria andar morrendo pela vida. Eu não queria amar assim como eu. O
da janela. O dia estava tão lindo. No outro quintal, meu vizinho sorrindo. Lembrei do meu sonho, do sonho que eu tive.
Back, and the show is A Face for Radio, and I am your host Eric Coates, and the radio station is CITR 101.9 FM, and we just listened to a little set there inspired by movies that I either watched or wanted to watch at VIFF this year. So the first couple songs are played in the movie Aquarius. The first song is called Oji by Taiguara. Oji means today. And then Roberto Carlos after that. Not the soccer player, but the musician. Roberto Carlos is like the Elvis, sort of. Sort of like the Elvis of Brazilian pop music. He's known as the king. And the song we listen to is called O Quintal do Vizinho, or The Neighbor's Yard. And it's off his 1975 album, Roberto Carlos. Also known as Quero Que Tudo Vá Pro Inferno, or I Want It All to Go to Hell. And then we listen to Canadian classic pop rock with the song Last Song by Toronto band Edward Bear, and it's off of their self-titled album. And Edward Bear, I thought when I first saw it, I was like, that's a dumb name. And then I thought about it, and I was like, wait, doesn't that name come from somewhere? So I looked it up, and it does. It's Winnie the Pooh's real name. His real name is Edward Bear, which actually makes it a really good band name, I think. Okay, we're going to play a couple ads, and then we're going to play some songs, and then it's over, and Rock from Russia is up next, lucky for you. So this is going to be a bit louder set, but not that much. And we're going, the song, just before that, the song Last Song by Edward Bear is in the movie Weirdos, Canadian film, that hopefully I'll get to check out soon. So we're going to kick it off this next set with the song No In, No Out by The Archaics off their album Soft Focus. They are a band from Edmonton, Alberta. Then we're going to listen to the song Pool Hall by BB Cream off their self-titled album. They are from Ottawa. And the Pool Hall, great because I love a good pool hall. And I discovered a couple weeks ago a cool pool hall in East Vancouver on the corner of Nanaimo. Or not the corner, but almost the corner. Just like a bit before, a bit west of Nanaimo on Hastings. I think it's called the East Van Pool Hall or something, Billiards Club or no, something like that. It's a couple old Italian guys who run it. It was really great, good tables. And then we're going to finish it off with the song I Heard Ramona Sing by Frank Black. And I hope we'll have time for all of that. Rock from Russia is up next. This has been A Face for Radio. Enjoy and keep on keeping on, as they say.
Now, so you gotta get away. Scalpel takes by. But what are kings when regiment is gone? But perfect shadows in a sunshine day. UBC Theater and Film presents Edward II by Christopher Marlowe, September 29th to October 15th at the Telus Studio Theater in the Chan Center. For tickets, visit theaterfilm.ubc.ca or call 604-822-2678. Monarch. Prisoner. Corpse.
Tune in to African Rhythms every Friday from 7:30 to 9 o'clock with your host, David Love Jones, as he plays a heavyweight selection of classics from the past, present, and future. This includes jazz, soul, hip-hop, Afro-Latin, funk, and eclectic Brazilian rhythms.
Lots of people, they take it like a game.
I'm the night.